Good afternoon. I'm here to give you an update in relation to our progress following the horrific incident in Clapham on Wednesday evening. First of all, an update on how our victims are. The mother remains very poorly in hospital and she's sedated at the moment. We expect that those injuries will be life-changing. Thankfully, we've had an update from the hospital that the two young children that were with her, their injuries aren't as serious as first thought, and they are not likely to be life-changing. They remain with mum in the care of the NHS, and we, of course, wish them the very best recovery that we can. In terms of our manhunt for Azedi, we've got a large team of very experienced detectives leading the manhunt, using all the tactics that you would expect us to use, lots of officers out on the ground, and we are working very closely with colleagues from Transport for London, British Transport Police, and our colleagues in Northumbria Police as well. Last night, 5 search warrants were executed, 2 in East London and 3 up in Newcastle, and we've recovered some significant and important pieces of evidence. I'd like to give you a rundown of the timeline that we know so far in relation to what happened and the movements on Wednesday. So, we know that Azedi left Newcastle in the very, very early hours of Wednesday morning, and he travelled down south to London. But around about 6:30 a.m, he was in the Tooting area. There was a further sighting of his vehicle at about 4:30 p.m. in Croydon, and at about 7 p.m. he was in the Streatham area. As you know, the awful attack took place at 25 past 7 in the evening in Clapham, and at 33 minutes past 7 he boards a train at Clapham South Tube. We know that at 8 p.m. he was at King's Cross Tube Station, and then at about 9:15, you've seen the images, he was captured in Tesco's on the Caledonian Road, which are the images you've seen with a fairly significant facial injury. Thankfully, due to the great response we've had from the public, we're able to follow him and know that he got on a train at 9 p.m, a Victoria Line tube heading south, and we've got some further images from the CCTV that my colleagues will share with you shortly. And we would very much like all of the public's help in identifying where he's travelled. If you've seen Azedi or you know where he is, then I urge you please to contact our hotline, which is 0207 175 2784, or of course you can phone Crime Stoppers. If you think you've seen Azedi now, do not approach him, ring 999 and we will be there urgently. We need the public's help to trace Azedi. It's really important. Finally, I'm going to make a personal appeal to him, because Abdul, you clearly have got some very significant injuries. We've seen the images. You need some medical help. So do the right thing and hand yourself in. Thank you very much, everybody, and thank you, the media, for your help in getting us to find Azedi. Thank you.